This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As you know, because we're all about inspiring and aspiring, I have someone on the show who's going to help us to do just that. So today's guest, okay, let me get ready because we know, you know how we welcome all our guests on the show. So today's guest, Kamalake, is Okhula Sande Nxumalo, who is a Rosebank College student studying IT, and he's also an entrepreneur of two companies. So this is how we always introduce everybody on the show. Welcome. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much. I must say I'm impressed by your voice.
Really? Let me fix this because now I can't see you. Okay, cool.
Thank you very much.
Just come a little bit this side because, you know, I want to make eye contact a little bit that side. Yeah.
Good.
We're good. Thank you so much. I appreciate the compliment.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I guess, but you chose me. Thank you.
Because you're special.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Great time. First time on radio, by the way.
Really?
So I think I'll give you guys a shout out to whoever I call. My first time on radio was MUT.
Yes! We love that. We absolutely love that. And okay, ngithe, Khula Sande Nxumalo, zithini izithakazelo zakwaNxumalo? I don't know, so I want to hear from
you.
You
know Zulu.
I do know Zulu, but like, because I'm not Zulu, I don't know every sthakazelo. Ngazeze ejwayelekile.
So ngisho ngathi njengamanje zithi gatsheni.
What? Really?
No, ngiyabuza. Would you believe me if I said that?
Hayi ngeke
Okay, izithakazelo zakaNxumalo, I think bahlukile uNxumalo, so nami ngizoshe ngizaziyo. Ngizazi bayongisiza abadala. But thina sozwide kalanga omkhathi esidinani samaphiso singaphiso sokuphisa izindaba. Also maphunga usidinani. Yeah.
Yay!
Inkosi ayiqedwa ka ngaze ngeza futhi.
Ayiqedwa and
kuyoshonila ngamasi.
Dude, waze iningi.
Seziningi kakhulu.
Hayi buza iningi. Abanye bethi only know 3.
Nasi lezi ngizwa ngazo. Abafani.
Hayi ke, angazi. Hlamba abanye ke mina ke. Yabo. Ngeke ngithi ngibizwa ngazo abafani. Okay, so it seems like ukuthi umuntu oyaziyo kahle kahle imvelaphi yakhe, which is very important, yabo. Speaking of imvelaphi yakho, you're the oldest son of the family of how many ladies, Konje?
My father was the oldest.
Not the oldest, the only son. The only son?
Yes, only family, about four, so baba uyena yet.
Wow, so you were surrounded by a lot of moms.
Yeah, umndeni wasekhaya ngasazana kakhulu. And mina, I'm the oldest, and sekukhona abayi-two abakhona. There's uJuna, there's uQhawe.
Oh wow, you're the oldest son.
The oldest son, yes. There's only two who follows me.
Oh wow, that's cool. Yeah. So tell me, right? Yeah, well, so gashe, you were like the man of the house whenever your dad wasn't around. Come on, I'm sure you were like, don't be modest. Yes, how? Meaning mdala,
yeah. I think,
really?
Yeah, so it's like, ngisho ngifikile, I'd rather go ngithatha isikhindi ngiyodlala phandle compared to just ngithi ngihlale dining room. Hey, let's eat.
Yeah. I can agree with that, even though I never grew up with you and you're not my sibling. But because, like, I'm someone who's very big on energies, hey? So I sensed your aura, which you were a very humble person.
Thank you very much.
So, when you say that,
I think we told wrong.
Yeah. So how did it feel growing up, being the oldest? I'm the oldest in my family, and I know most of the time you have to be a sibling and a parent. So was it the same for you?
Okay, for me, my parents are still around 100% of the time. So the being parent part, I think I kukangawa, but I would say it's being the influential part.
Yeah, being the role model.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's, as umuntu ungamfundisa unganakile, so by just ukuthi umuvuke ekseni unqosha amahlamvu phandle, then umfana wakini omncane will see, awazi umtshela, will see ukuthi every time before uhamba you'd go uthatha amahlamvu, ngisho ukuthi wawu 10 wathathe, abanye bathi amacembe wathathe wafaka emgqumeni. That was the role mina engicabanga ukuthi ke was being parental, if ukuthi kanjani.
Yeah,
but being a, I think ukuba umuntu omdala ukuhamba ukukhuluma ke okay like ukubatshela ubayale nanani. I've never gotten that chance now because I think ngisayalo.
But rather what I'm sensing from what you're telling me is that you exhibited behavior that showed ukuthi you are a leader. And then they picked off from that rather than saying, hey, ngimdala kunani, you must do this.
Na manje they're still learning because me ngifika ngiyakwazi ukuthi mina ngikholelwa ukuthi umuntu umfundisa every time umunaye. You get to change
umuntu
change like njengamanje I can go ngibuye kuwena. Ngibuye ngikunikeza another side of me that you did not know and ukholelwe lelo side.
Yeah, true, hey. Because we're like onions, hey. There's so many layers to us.
Kakhulu, kakhulu. Kunzima ukuthi wazi wonke.
Very true, very true. Because not just wasting as we see, there's another side of as you learn as you go. So would you then say would in hindsight, Nxumalo, that's where you first exhibited or learned your leadership skills? Because you did say, kuthi, your siblings babukela kuwena. You don't tell them things, but they just see from your behavior, from indlela oyiphatha ngayo. Because you know kids are very smart, hey.
Cool, cool. Okay, mina but the leadership side, I think. Even like even every time I'm with my band, it's like, mina, there was a quote I recently heard by Nitsi Dean in my head. I was calling him, "Oti, be a leader wherever you are."
Yeah.
I wanna, you can go in bin, fix a band to be mil in bin.
Yeah.
Now band to be mil in bin. The corner tool, they're just waiting for Mundo Zoti, Ningasala Pant.
Wow.
Exactly by Bonnie tool. So yeah. I feel like, mini leadership, I'm even like young in the line, girl cone. I would to go to a place where since cutting it.
And relax and not,
then,
yeah.
Whatever conditions of validity, hey, cool.
Wow.
Then automatically saying we leadership.
So we leadership.
So that's how I'm asking the new. And then.
Yeah.
But see, umuntu funda every day.
That's very true. And also, since you're saying that, I wanted to ask, do you think, in your own opinion, umuntu yafunda ukuba leader, or do you think intazalwa nayo?
They are born leaders, but ngokwami bakhona abazalwayo. Ngikholelwa ukuthi yabolo uzalelwe ukuba yilenda. Abanye they are forced by situation.
Yeah. Abanye you see it in them even before they even see it.
Yes.
Ukuthi ba leader.
Kakhulu, kakhulu. That's why nami ngeke ngizwe umuntu ethi, no, why wena uhlele emumva kanjalo engabe usiza la? Like that's
why
I'm just isibukeli lana manje.
Abazalwe bembethe.
We grow up so good to be a guy writes young into collection of Bazali, so selling my siblings, like Poker would be leader. Then it's the most apostle. The total loan would tell you, Nimbone, great leader, and in a light saving and Danazo would be back then. I think I looting I bought nigh because of the situation. I'm forced to
yeah,
it's was of Balab. So.
Yeah, very bakhon, and you're one of them. I believe you're one of them. But anyways, asiko lab. Umbara wase Bay. So na sita bad wase Richards Bay wase Bay ge.
Yeah, impangin.
Yeah, impangin. To be specific. Oh, okay. So guys, vele, is there like a difference? Isn't like impangin? Is it not?
There's a I think 21 kilometer difference.
Really?
21 or 15 somewhere there. Yeah.
Okay. So I wouldn't know.
Mogwe mali 20 rand ukuyakhona. Just to, I feel like imali highlighted ukuthi 20 rand, 21 rand somewhere lapho.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god. So we're getting to know Nxumalo and we're unpacking ukuthi kahle kahle who is Ukhula Sande Nxumalo, and it's hashtag Making Moves Monday, a segment where on the show it's mainly aimed at inspiring and also aspiring. Mina ngiyazi ukuthi wena specifically, right? Gukona, this quote oitanda, it's build early, fail cheap. Now, when I saw this, I was like, okay, what does this really mean? You know, so can you unpack this for us, Abo, for someone else, much like myself, who doesn't really understand it? Yeah.
Okay. It says build early, fail early, fail cheap.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, it has, I got to, understand this, say one Tina, the youth of man.
Yeah.
Opportunities are my name.
True. Tina. Very true.
So, Mina, my father, I don't think he has been on radio, and I'm on radio at the age of 21.
Exactly.
Because I knew someone who was moon, and then I'm here now.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for Leon. So, Mina, I'm calling thina mfethu ziningi izinto that you can do ngendlela esiphila ngayo nangabantu abasurroundile with abazala abazalile like ekoleni there are people abafunda mahala it doesn't pay sense that's an opportunity mina
ngoba yes.
So lokho don't focus on one thing that's what I always say and on leyo nto leyo build mina always say the time is now is
The time is now.
Always, I'm sorry to say this. Oh, so the time is now. Fund hamba uzofunda khona. There's a isisho sesizulu sithi kufundelwe entombini. So leso siyachaza ngeke lokho ngisichaza. So whatever you believe in njengamanje izame. Because if uzothi ngizolinda ngibe nemali, akekho umuntu onemali emhlabeni ngokusho kwakhe. No one says mina I'm 100% rich. Lo muntu onemali usay investor showing ukuthi usafisa ukuba nenye imali.
Yeah.
So if le nto ukholelwa kuyona njengamanje zama ama chances ukuthi uyizame ufail. You can start a YouTube channel ibe na 4 subscribers ufail, all right show. Next year uyizame ibe na 6 ufail show. By the time uyizama usuyazi ukuthi YouTube if I press this button lizongiyisa phi compared to umuntu ozothi I want to start a YouTube channel ngivloge sengina 30 uzosivlogelana una 30. By the time una 30 usobuza ingane na 16 ukuthi how do you start a channel?
Yeah.
So by building early we are failure. You fail a cheap, you don't have anything much to lose compared to umuntu ozothi uyaqala ethu investor in a date ethu qala ukwenza radio station in a date only to find out ukuthi frequency yabiza or ini yabiza.
Yeah.
And then you fail again.
Yo, that's so powerful. That is very, very powerful. Yazi Nxumalo. I really attest to that because Tina, the generation of now, into engiyibonayo esinayo is we're brave. Like we'll go in. Okay, it's fine if like I don't get it right, but I'm gonna go in. You know, we're brave enough to go after our dreams because you see it. There's so many young people that are living their dreams, that are going after their dreams. So we really have no excuse.
Yeah, any into that you must know, Tina, is youth guys. Passion doesn't pay the bills. Let's stop lento yokuthi just because I wanna be. Soccer player, just focus on Leon Dupela.
Yeah.
There are other things out there. And Zining, Zining. I mean, I always say, but no matter how small your business is, I'm proud to look at a little business. Because just like you said, a braveness, I understand.
Yeah.
I like young interesting. I want to go to a car to a figure. No, I'm going to radio station in Jinyaki.
Yay!
I like to look little bunny, but because it's in Jinyaki, Kalo Yena is proud of Leon.
Yeah, born Anji. That's the spirit, guys. That's the spirit. So back to you. You've got two companies, one being Zwide Multimedia, the other being Shoe Dogs. Interesting name, by the way. Okay, before we carry on, I want to know about that. Shoe Dogs?
Shoe Dogs is basically
Clinic Tattoo. Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Shoe Dogs was a name given to Lumu Dantalu Nike, by the way. So Ipuglak is. He called himself Shoe Dog. Yeah, so we just took the name Salsa for that. But Salsa Atsa Ekam.
Yeah. Okay, that's really, really dope. Yes, it wasn't very original, but like, who would have thought of that? That's smart.
Nakonde senza ayigago. Sasathi dzathulo sikhini. 60 rand, 50 rand prize.
Okay. Ngaleso sikhathi noma per month.
Like what do you mean per month?
Like let's say I want to send you a collection of my shoes. Ngithi me sasathi dzathulo zam bring them whenever I need them.
Yo, I mean I'm a person who doesn't put money first, so I would wash your shoes manje and then whenever you come and collect.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay. Unobuntu. So you've obtained all of this at this stage of your life, as you said so yourself. You're 21 years of age. I think that's incredible. It really does show good you go by the motto, you're good you need to build early. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Zwide Multimedia company. What does it entail exactly?
According to me, Zwide Multimedia is a umbrella company. Many would say it's a company shootout.
Yeah.
It's a company hambe emcimbini shoot emcimbi. That's what we doing right now kwamanje.
Yeah, photography.
Yes, photography, guys, cinematography yonke into. But mina I want to say ngokwami to those who did not know Buffett, Zwide Multimedia is an umbrella company.
Oh.
So angifuna ukuthi ngelinye ilanga uthi only to uthi uyafika kunezwide Multimedia FC esidlala ibhola kunezwide Multimedia FM esi radio station.
Yes.
Just know that the name is the umbrella
yeah
of
of everything else that you're doing.
And engisazokwenza
kuyo. Ooh, okay. So, I like that. I like your determination.
Thank you very
much. I'm hoping that you've registered these companies, by the way.
Yeah, they are 100%.
That's good. So tell us a little bit about them. Like, when did you actually open the company? And what actually drove you to make that decision? Because you're still a student and you're young. We know, but see, the only reason why they run to entrepreneurship is because they're unemployed and they're like, okay, what am I going to do now? Yeah. But with you, like, dude, it's interesting to know that you already have a company. You're still studying. Tell us, what drove you to make this decision?
So, okay. The Zuda Multimedia part, I love to put it malamu ever, yabo. So if you have cool animal radio, yabo. So I took Zuda Multimedia, designed the logo, ngiyihlalela.
Yeah.
Then, as I opened and she keep, and I'll go up until if you come to me, a trademark 99. What if there is really a company to use with the multimedia?
Yo, really?
And then we went to Hamba, some research, and found out to go to Ayiki company to use with the multimedia.
Mm-hmm.
When to Sasalapan, the salary register, the Kubegi business. And then after that, that's when we decided to go to okay. Goes on Gena eating a pan.
Oh, since you said it's an umbrella company. Yes. Okay.
Then, luckily, Minagama person not to make Ali in the band with Muxabenza. And then business started booming by Ukshoot, which is what we are currently doing.
Yeah.
So, you're gonna win the galayo, you're gonna oxahamba pambi. You know what they say? Business can go well, so you go to grow.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's automatically when I say business is going well, you think.
How neman?
Yo, imali a business, business can have, a bank lalo can have 20,000.
But when now.
I keep it like 7 rand.
Oh yes, because you take all that money we say business in.
And it's a business like handling money. That's not your money.
Yeah. I think it's not your money if you're someone like you who's smart enough to separate the two. Because abanye abantu they're struggling with that.
That's not imali yakho up until the business ilikwazi ukuyisebenza ungekho.
Oh wow.
So njengamanje ngoba ngila.
Yeah.
Is it the multimedia meal?
Yeah.
And if I were to take Leo Mali, ngizoyidla nawe la MUC radio asihlale phansi idle le mali.
Which we would love, of course.
Business ngimile lapha. By the time ngithathi ilentuzana imoto ngiphendile emuva, business alisena mali.
Yo.
Back to square one. When ufuna ukungiqasha usempumalanga, how do I get to Mpumalanga?
Yo. It's true.
So up until ukwazi ukuyimela ibusiness lakho without wena ukuthi ube khona. Then I believe kuse singaqala la isiphuphudleke.
That's very smart. Yes. I've never heard Umund actually say that. I'm also being schooled myself because I don't know that much about business. Speaking of which, what are your aspirations in the business industry? Like in the business spectrum, in the entrepreneurship spectrum? Because it seems like you're very knowledged up about this. So I'm wondering, Uti, what are your aspirations? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Oh, okay. I don't believe in fundega cool in terms of business.
That's
why I surround myself with friends who are good in business.
Who are at a higher level.
Yes, higher. That's why everywhere I go, I would make a friend just because we say in a company. Then I want to know what does your company have that I don't.
Mm.
And then let me get that. Let me get that.
Yeah.
So by having young Leon Dole, you get to see there are no jobs guaranteed to us. I'm finishing school next year. There's no job guaranteed to me. There's a person who graduated this year who did the same course of Sekai and Jengamanj.
Mm.
And that's not my wish. Of course. As much as impili tinisik pushela lapho, but at least I think pushela lapho, you are able to.
Because
I'm asking Zalu, so tell you, Tinima, Zalu soon a fund.
It's hard.
That's exactly what I just try. Guys, just start something, man. You might never know. You might just go and register a little business. 775 rand. Register business lako. Uhlale phansi. Some other days go figure like into the mnyama khona and only to find out ukuthi you have a registered business. Elingasebenza because organizations abasebenzi ngomlomo. Organization ngeke ziqashe la ukuthi uzoshuthi ikhokhele ka Capitec. That's the thing. You can be the best whatever you do. La wenza khona. Ungaba neimoto, uharishise ngeimoto, ube neimoto ezu hundreds. Lezo imoto ukhumbulise izoqashwa yimina ofuna ukuyoshada ngazo lezo imoto.
Yeah.
Ngeke MUT iqashe lezo imoto because they will not pay kwa Capitec. They will have to pay your business account, wherever you have a business account.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I always emphasize entrepreneurship in a way. So, like, no me go pull out corner. Just try, young kid. But when I used to sell my tax school in 150, quote, and I pay issue 8,000. Mm. 150, so you have no choice but to sell them.
But to sell them.
Yeah. And now you have no choice but to buy them. Because ulambile lana yani ni break 111.
Yeah. Break.
Na ungitshela ukuthi 150 ayabiza ukuthi show. 2 minutes late uyabuza so I think. So entrepreneurship is key.
But you're a smart thinker. That's what I like about you. So lastly, if somebody, there was like an investor here in studio, or maybe they're listening right now on air, and you were given 60 seconds to explain to them, Uguti, why do you deserve for them to invest in your company? Ungati, your 60 seconds starts now.
Okay. First of all, the reason why I would say invest in me in Jengaman is because I would guarantee that you'd have each and every cent that you put in me.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I would even come and show you the bookings that I have, showing that in 2 bookings I would have made what you've invested in me, probably. Showing ukuthi njengamanje, I'm at a point where I need investors more than anything in my business. So your help would really help abanye abantu la ngaphandle and help me in terms of equality, because quality is what I deal with every day. And as I said, I work with organizations a lot, and organizations pay. And by organization paying, it means my business is growing. And my business is growing means your investment is not going to waste.
Okay, well done. You did well. Okay, I put you on the spot there, but I really like the fact that you went in the deep end. I threw you there and I was like, dude, we mean business. Yeah, we mean business. And Pela, you never know. That's why you must always be ready for an opportunity. Exactly. That's what I live by. You must always be ready for an opportunity.
You might never know. Maybe the real investor is listening.
Exactly. Yeah, when I, so we must always be ready.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
It's hashtag Making Moves Monday. And I want to know, what moves are you making for today, for this week? Besides the fact that you're here, of course, that's the move that you're making.
What moves am I making?
This week, what do you have planned, Nje?
This week is 21st. Okay, 21st. Yeah. 21st is MUT. 25th. I am doing an event. 26th. I also have an event. I'm booked.
So when I say event, we're booked and busy.
We booked and busy. It's so groove. So it's born in
January. Wow. Okay. Some people mean business. Gempela.
So zamaga cool. We believe we're going to December way too low. Yabo.
So December seventh.
If Samuel si lang ani si mali yogyo when si pride then
Samuel si lang ni si chu si vele asvele si ege
asvele si ege. Apan si luzo wa zoguti cool as Sam benso when si pride was. It's on me, young kid. Then when you know, good time. I'm gonna get up. I December say go wow. Musati, speak no 200 rand in a cooler box. I want a cooler box. So zana moto yako ya. If it's number 7, it's 30 moto.
Yeah, 7.
I will cement it, build it.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
A little van, like should cement. Like who's it talk fella man? Just go, like.
I'm showing you, the guys. I'm showing you.
I'm showing you. December gaga boy.
So, where can people follow you on social media? Should it be that they want to book you, or they just want to connect with you away from here?
So, Mina, I think like so. I've always wanted to be asked Lombuzo.
Really?
Cool, so, what I mean, I'm cool and Ngumalo everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. Cool and Ngumalo. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you go. Cool and Ngumalo. Indeed, what's this? LinkedIn, wherever you go. It's cool and Ngumalo. Email is coolandngumalo2@gmail.com. If you want to connect with the business, it's Zwide Multimedia. Same thing. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Zwide Multimedia, nothing. Try and go into this into laser. My symbols are telling. Just. Kula Ngumalo Zwide Multimedia. Email is kulangumalo2@gmail.com, zwidemultimedia21@gmail.com.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.